Philadelphia, I'm Matt Gillum. As the cleanup and investigation continues into Friday's plane crash, Governor Josh Shapiro said yesterday that in spite of the tragic event, he saw amazing resilience as he toured the damage.
I know that the good people of Northeast Philadelphia, as daybreak came, walked out from their homes, came down from their stoops, and saw carnage in their communities, saw fuselage, saw destruction, and saw things that no one should ever have to experience in their neighborhoods. We also saw the very best of Northeast Philly, neighbor helping neighbor.
The medical transport jet took off from Northeast Philadelphia Airport and shortly came crashing down near the Roosevelt Mall. So far, 7 deaths and 19 injuries linked to the downed aircraft have been reported. A Philadelphia city councilman wants to take a closer look at the city's non-emergency response system. WHYY's Tom McDonald has the story.
Councilmember Mike Driscoll said his office and constituents have been disappointed with the 311 system, and he wants to know why.
We've been calling things into 311 from our office, as well as we hear from constituents, that sometimes they don't get a call back, they don't get a status report, they don't get a finished, and, you know, that needs to be transparent. And that's why we're hoping that this hearing can get the folks that are administering the program so that we can figure out what's going on and get it corrected.
He added the agency will have time to explain its side of the story when the hearing is held sometime in the near future, but said his biggest disappointment is with follow-through on calls. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Still plenty of sunshine outside, but increasing clouds as we make our way through this Sunday morning. Right now, 26 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We're expecting a high of around 40 later on this afternoon. Tomorrow, we bump the temperature up. The clouds stick around, though, as we start off the work week on Monday. Expect a high temperature in the low 50s.